Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Stanislaus, Bishop and Martyr, and from the United States we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled, How Many Points Does It Take to Get into Heaven, or at least get an A in this class?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks about earthly things. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, yet no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted his testimony has certified this, that God is true. He whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has placed all things in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but must endure God's wrath. One of my students just emailed asking me to change a grade because out of 75 points, she had earned only, wait for it, 70. And yes, that's an A. So as I was firing off a well-written, carefully considered, reflective, appropriately researched, and grammatically correct email in response, the opening line was going to be, oh, I'm so sorry, was that grade too high? Let me just lower it for you right now. And while I was whining internally about how students aren't as respectful and well-prepared as they used to be, and while I was thinking that I'm really gonna need another Diet Coke or I will not make it through these emails all holding who knows what, because this email was the first of many. While all that was happening, I couldn't stop thinking about points. Whether you've taught students or been one, you know the deal. Points are finite. Points are assigned. Points involve competing testimonies. The professor who says, here's the grade, and the student who says, I don't see it that way. Points, my friends, are measured out. Well, when you live in that kind of economy, everything is scarce. The competition is fierce for those measured out points. But in today's gospel reading, which to be honest, is a little twisty and more than a little messy, there's this beautiful small gem that undoes a world of scarcity. The statement that God gives the gift of the Spirit without measure. The one from above is the one who can see it all, beyond time, beyond space, beyond understanding, even beyond points. And who works from that perspective. Okay, fine. I know that none of my irritated, almost emailed thoughts carried any meaningful truth. Just my tiny, tiny perspective and resultant tiny, tiny testimony about points, as if I own all those points somehow. So instead, let's just imagine for 5 seconds what it would look like here if we lived as if this abundance of the Holy Spirit, this gift without measure, were true. Because it is true. We just don't always live like we believe it. But if we did, maybe old people could bless young people instead of nicknaming their generations. Maybe siblings or spouses or entire countries could stop hurting each other in the name of who's right. Maybe women and men could work together in ministry. Maybe good living wouldn't need to come at the expense of God's forests and oceans and their creatures. The Spirit isn't like points, where everyone earns a certain number based on performance. It's not just a generous gift. It's a gift given without measure. I don't know what grade that is, but it sure sounds like eternal life to me.